USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump says he's feeling strong ahead of a return to the campaign trail. In an interview with Fox News, Trump said he's feeling good a week after being hospitalized for COVID-19.
I feel really good. I feel very strong. I know a lot of people that have had the COVID or the China virus, as I call it, because it came from China. But I feel really, really strong. And a lot of people don't feel that way sometimes for a while afterwards. But very good.
The president will hold his first in-person event since his coronavirus diagnosis today on the South Lawn of the White House. He's also scheduled to hold a rally in Florida on Monday night. Bond has been set at $10 million for two men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Pete Musico and Joseph Morrison are charged with multiple counts of terrorism, gang membership, and conspiracy in an alleged plot to storm the Michigan Capitol building and kidnap the governor. Another six people face federal charges in the plot. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Delta continues to soak the Gulf Coast as it moves through Louisiana. More than 700,000 people in Texas, Louisiana, and parts of Mississippi remain without power. The storm made landfall Friday evening as a Category 2 hurricane, and even though it has significantly weakened, the National Weather Service says Delta will continue to impact portions of the Gulf Coast with storm surge, heavy rainfall, flooding, and dangerous winds as it advances northward. Is a virtual presidential debate a waste of time and bandwidth? Well, apparently so. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled the debate plan for Tuesday. The next face-off was planned between President Trump and Joe Biden to be held online after the president announced he'd contracted coronavirus. The president then promptly announced he would not participate in the virtual format, calling it a waste of time. Experts did agree that from a technical standpoint, that supporting the Internet for millions of potential viewers could be a logistical nightmare. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With confirmation hearings scheduled to begin on Monday, many legal experts agree it's going to be difficult to find something from federal judge Amy Coney Barrett's past that would derail her elevation to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Election officials in Ohio say about 50,000 voters were sent the wrong absentee ballots. The Franklin County Board of Elections, the county containing state capital Columbus, says about a quarter of the absentee ballots sent out last week were erroneous. The board says the corrections have already been made and replacement ballots will be in the mail within the next 3 days. Ohio is one of many states seeing a large increase in absentee ballot applications, with more than 2.1 million voters requesting an absentee ballot. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says that's nearly double the number of applications received 4 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.